Well, they were often the excitement machines of the 2017 season and just roll on the start of the 2018 season. Can't wait. It's a real special treat for us on the Big Sports Breakfast with Manly coach Trent Barrett, giving of his time, battling the traffic and the rain, the weather conditions to make his way into the Big Sports Breakfast studio.
It's come about 8Ks.
Haven't had to come far.
Not far at all.
It can still be hazardous out there.
That's
don't
true.
Worry.
That's
it's
true.
It's still a big, big effort, and we do appreciate it. Trent, very good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Yeah. Everyone's had the best preseason ever. How's it been at your place?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a tough slog for them. It's a challenging period, this one, because the players are ready to play. It's been extremely hot. And they're angry and need to play, and I need them out of my hair. So they just need to let some steam off. But yeah. I'm really happy with their effort. They've turned up with a terrific attitude. We certainly want to improve on what we did last year. And the World Cup threw up a few challenges with players coming back late, but everyone was in the same boat. But I'm really, really happy with where they're at, and I'm just watching the highlights there. I'm excited to watch them play again.
How's the health of the squad? Jake Trbojevic had that pec tear coming out of the Kangaroos, and then Dylan Walker had the ankle and leg from the Prime Minister's game. Will they be right for round one?
Jake Trbojevic will definitely be right. He did a full contact session this week.
Right.
So he's back full training. He'll play in one of the trials.
Right.
I won't play him in both. But Dylan's probably ahead of schedule as to where he was. We're still aiming for round four. And anything earlier, and that's a bonus. But, it's a long season. Dylan's had, the unfortunate injury over in New Guinea with his ankle. It was a pretty bad one. And on top of that, had a shoulder reconstruction. So not a great off-season for Wolves.
Yeah, but he's a key player for you, mate. And often the trials are a necessary evil for National Rugby League coaches, and you sort of sit up there with the fingers crossed. You've got Feb 17 up against the Sharks at Southern Cross Stadium, so fair test. And then you've got Saturday, Feb 24, against the Roosters on the Central Coast. Again, a fair test. Important, these trials, for you, because you're searching for a number six. And you'd be looking for that combination with Daly Cherry Evans, or just for a six to stick his hand up. You've got some choices. You let Blake Green go. Before we get to what's happening, would you have let Blake Green go if you didn't think you were going to get Mitchell Pearce?
Yeah, look, it was they were unusual circumstances, I suppose. There's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it as it was a bit of a risk to let him go without a replacement locked in, but it was also a risk for me in terms of the functioning of the team. If you had a player here who had an opportunity to set his family up, I guess, for the next 3 or 4 years, who quite clearly made it quite clear to us that he didn't want to be here. Given the opportunity that was in front of him. It was a difficult one for me, and one that we stewed over for months. And in the end, we made a decision. And if I look back now, no, I probably wouldn't change the decision. I'm really happy with how it's worked. And in the end, some things happen for a reason.
Sure.
We're going to have a young guy in there, possibly Lachlan Croker, who's done everything right over the last 3 months. I can get a fair gauge out of how the team functions at training. I don't need trials necessarily to know if one of these guys is going to be okay. And the other players, the senior players in the squad, give me a good indication of whether they think someone's up to it or not. And I haven't had any feedback that the guys that have played there won't be.
This is related to the salary cap issues that are going on at Manly at the moment, and that is Trent Hodkinson and whether he comes to the club as well. How much information are you able to give us about what the club's thoughts are on that, and how confident are you that Trent will be at the club?
Yeah, look, we have spoken to Trent. I would like a little bit of depth in that area, whether whoever starts will, I'll make that decision round one, but... as I said, the guys that we've got there are doing a great job. But we're in a difficult spot at the moment with our recruitment. We are on hold with everything.
Yep.
We have got money there. Until we get a ruling on the cap and the situation handed down to us, I'm sort of stuck. So it's not ideal, but it is what it is. And it certainly hasn't disrupted our preparation. I can't control it. The players can't.
Sure.
And Lyle Gorman and our chairman are working through it.
Yeah, Scotty Penn working with that with Lyle Gorman and yourself. We're lucky enough to have Trent Barrett as our special guest. We'll take some of your calls later on. We'll get to some of your questions on text messages as well. And that comes back to you'd like to recruit, depending on whether or not there will be some sort of fine against Manly, which more appears to be, Trent, I know it's difficult for you, more appears to be, would I say, accidental mistakes as far as salary cap is. Or I don't think there's any suggestion of systematic sort of cheating there.
Yeah. No, look, and we know bits and pieces. Obviously, that Lyle and Scott have kept us pretty well informed with what's going on. But, as far as I'm aware, we're extremely confident that there's nothing major there. In regards to the fine or what happens, well, you know, I'm just hoping from a coaching point of view that we can limit the damage and I can give our players the best opportunity to make a grand final and try and win one.
Absolutely.
That's my concern. But as I said, I can't worry about it, TK. I just got to knuckle down and keep working hard. We were disadvantaged last year by over $1 million and we handled it. This year, well, we'll probably be disadvantaged again, or it's looking maybe, but... hopefully not a hell of a lot.
When you say disadvantage, you have space in the cap.
Yeah.
But that gives an opportunity too. We've seen sides like the Gold Coast pick up players during the course of the year when you've got space in the cap as well.
Yeah, it will. You know, and we again, it depends on what happens, Jimmy, with the NRL's ruling. So if there is nothing, well, yeah, we'll be able to go to market and be patient with what we need.
Just looking at last year, finished sixth position, 512 points against though, and that was easily the highest in those sides that finish in the top eight. Has that been more of a focus for you this off-season?
Yeah, it was. You know, I think, you know, the two of those games, we had two blowout scores against the Dragons and Melbourne, and it was nearly 100 points in two rounds.
Right.
You know, and I put that down to more of a, I guess, just the consistency that we need to find across the 26 weeks. And we spoke about that yesterday, actually. And it's, you know, if we take those two games out, and are competitive in those games and don't have those blips in our season, well, your for and against comes back to pretty good. I think prior to those rounds, we were sitting in the top six in regards to our defensive stats. So more a consistency issue, making sure that we're good every week. And the difference between our good and our bad is minimal.
Some of our text messages, they want to know about this. He's got a big boom on him in Tom Wright. How's he been in? Has he impressed you?
Yeah, he's been good. He's certainly had a lot to learn, Tommy. He's come from the private school system and come out of rugby union. So there was a lot of work for Tommy to do. He didn't have too much luck the first 2 years that he was here. He's had an ACL. He's had a fractured jaw, broken cheekbone. He's had a broken wrist. He's had the lot. So I just want to see him have some luck and string some games together. We've trained with Tom mostly at centre.
Yeah, that's the question. What's his best position?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think he is a centre, personally. He's a big body. He's extremely fast. He's got great skill. He's got good footwork. And I think the burden of organising plays at this level with what's around him is probably a little bit much yet.
Right.
He may end up a 5'8 or a fullback down the track, probably a 5'8 maybe. But at the moment, with his development, I think, you know, playing against the men in the centres with not a hell of a lot to think about in regards to organising the side is going to be good for him. Mm. He's a player a little bit like Tom Trbojevic. We need to come up with a game plan or a system that puts players like him in positions where they can beat blokes one-on-one, and that's what he's good at.
And Trent, I imagine you would have been happy with the advice that Tom got throughout that World Cup camp with playing and training with the likes of a Billy Slater, and Tom's on record as saying, you know, how much he wants to improve and the professionalism of Billy, but probably the chat that Billy does at fullback, and you know yourself, you probably want to see a bit more of that from Tom himself in organising that back line and that defensive line.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Tom's certainly come back. It's quite noticeable the difference in him. He's got a real bee in his bonnet, I guess, to become a better player. He did learn a hell of a lot in that camp, you know, and particularly from a leadership point of view, watching the way that Cameron Smith and Slater and Kronk and those sort of guys go about their work. And I think that's why you want as many of your players playing rep footy, because they come back better. And Tom's certainly leading the way at training. I think if he can get a run where he doesn't pick up any niggling injuries, we're going to see a very handy player.
He's special, isn't he? Yeah, he is special.
So you're saying he's going to be better?
He's going to be better.
He's unbelievable. He's a freak. Yeah. He's a great player. I want to ask about you and how you're handling being an NRL coach. 2 years into your third year now. Disappointment at the end of last year with a loss in the semi-final and the comments that you made after it and subsequent fine, et cetera. What did you learn out of that experience that's going to make you a better coach beyond that?
Yeah, look, it's certainly a tough job, but one that I really enjoy. I've learnt a hell of a lot over the last 2 years. There's always going to be something new that bobs up, but I guess the more experience that you do get, the more situations you get put in and you know how to handle them. Next time, you know, there's certainly some things that, you know, I may change. The comments after the Penrith game, I stand by. I still wasn't happy, and I'm with some of those. But you know, I've copped that, and there's ways to go through, channels to go through, and I guess just to take the emotion out of it, and
which is hard to do, right?
It is hard. It is. You know, there's a fine line there, and I guess we don't all want to be robots. We'd like to be able to get there and say what we think, but I understand where the NRL's coming from. It's a tough gig, the refereeing, but I'm certainly probably a lot more comfortable in what we're doing now. It's my third year in, but I think this is a year that I'd really like to do something and to play at the standard we did last year. I don't think we'll be good enough to get us a higher than sixth place finish. Yeah. We're going to have to improve again, and we've spoken about that at training. The rest of the competition's improved with their rosters, and they'll get better again. So, you know, we're going to have to get better, and we aim to.
Trent Barrett, Manly coach, is our special guest. A lot of text messages coming in, Trent, regarding who's going to do your goal kicking. You've got a few options there, but who jumps off the page?
Yeah, we've got Damien Hill's our goal kicking coach, so he's got them a couple of times a week. But, you know, Matty Wright, he's kicking very well at the moment. Appy and Cherry are doing really well as well. Brian Kelly's a good goal kicker as well. So there's four of them there. I've left it up to Hilly. He'll give someone the nod in a few weeks. And they're all going pretty well.
Just on Appy Coruscant, fantastic finish to the year last year, especially with the football. Do you talk to him about personal goal setting? Because he's a guy who could easily play State of Origin if his form was good early part of the year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I've had a chat about that with Appy. State of Origin is something that, he's certainly on his radar.
Right.
And I think it should be. He was terrific for us last year. There is some things in his game that, you know, we know he needs to work on, and he knows. Again, he was one that we didn't get back till after Christmas with the World Cup, which is a little bit harder. But he won't play in the first trial, Appy. I'll give him another 3 or 4 weeks to keep training hard and get himself to where he needs to be. But he's a huge part of what we do. He's very underrated with the footy, Appy. Mm. He's got terrific tempo and terrific vision, and he's extremely tough. And, you know, he's an 80-minute hooker when he's on. And, you know, I think if we can get off to a good start at the start of the year, well, I see no reason why he won't be pushing for selection in the state side. And, you know, I'm hoping that the two Trebojevics, Dylan Walker, Appy, all those sort of guys, you know, we could have a fair representation.
Yep, and stay nice and fit throughout the year. We'll take some calls for Trent. Hi, Gary.
Hello, boys. Trent, just a quick one, mate. It's a tough season. Looks like Newcastle will improve. I see a lot of sides improving. And our forwards for a long, tough season, I think our kicking game's an absolute priority. What have we been doing in our kicking game in the opposition's, say, 30-metre line? I think we can't give anyone seven tackles. We're backpedalling our forwards. Over the 80-minute period, it'll be real tough for our forwards. Are we working hard on that?
Yeah, they are. We do have two designated kicking sessions a week, but we do a lot of simulated games through the week where we do have just our last play games in an attacking position. It is so important, and you're right. To give any opposition seven tackles is a nightmare, particularly with the big forwards that we've got. And, we've been working really hard on that. Cherry's got an excellent short kicking game. You know, we certainly will have to make up some ground. Blake Green forced the most line dropouts in the competition last year. So Cherry and our other half have got some big boots to fill there, but you know, you're dead right, and it is an area we've been working hard on.
He was exceptional last year, Daly Terry Evans, and maybe he surprised a few people at getting back to some form that perhaps they thought they wouldn't see again. What was the key to unlocking that for him?
I think the key to Cherry is, one, he trained very hard. You know, right. He had a terrific off-season last year, and he's done it again this year. I think the captaincy certainly helped in his preparation and his mindset. He is a natural leader. It was just unlocking a few things for Cherry, and I guess giving him the confidence to know that I'm confident in him to do the job. Finding the right foil at 5'8 for him. Cherry's one of the most talented off the cuff players that I've seen, and I think we're pretty lucky with Cherry and Tom that, in some regards, we play with two floating fullbacks. Right. I don't lock them into an edge as long as they're balancing the field up.
Yep.
And our 5'8 controls that middle third of the field. And I think Appy's, it's just worked. You know, our spine looks good. I'm comfortable with it. They're comfortable with each other. And, you know, Cherry's, I think he's in for a big year.
Cade Cuss, we've had a couple of text messages. Hunter River Eel would love to know about him, the young half.
Yep. Cade's going well. He's still eligible for our NYC or Jersey flag. It's gone back to. So, look, Cade's a talented player. I do think Cade may end up if he's not in the halves, he can play hooker as well.
Yeah.
He's a tough little fella, and you know, he'll get a chance in a trial. Actually, I might give him some minutes against Cronulla in this first trial.
Now, the other thing that got to make mention of the fact, the Seagulls are running a membership campaign. They're looking for the 18th man. It's for the round two clash against the Eels at Lotto Land. That's Sunday, March 18. So you need to make sure you're a member. Go to gomanly.com.au and you can get a photo with the team, get in there with the captains and the staff after the match as well. So make sure you get involved in that one. We've got another SMS that's come in here. G'day, boys. Ask Trent if he thinks his brother was a better player than him. I played against him and he was a gun. That's your Jason.
Is that me, Scotty? My brother probably rang up.
Yeah, I reckon that would have been Scotty sent it in.
Scotty. He was a good player.
Yeah.
He was at Canterbury. Spent a bit of time there at Canterbury, but got a bit homesick and ended up going home. But, he played, when was it, 1990 at Canterbury?
Yeah, he was slated to take over from Terry Lamb when he retired. Right. The problem is Terry Lamb never retired. He just kept playing.
Yeah, but I still speak to Scott. He's it's good to bounce a few things off him. He'll give it to you in not a dressed up fashion,
right.
I suppose. But he's down in Shell Harbour now. But he was a very good player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're fairly confident Lachlan Croker will be the.
Yeah, I am.
Six.
And he's got to run the side too, by the sounds of it, with Daly Cherry Evans playing off the top of his head a little bit.
Which is what you want to keep. You want to keep that, don't you? You want to keep what we saw from Daly last year was super. You want to keep that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we're going to tinker with a few things, but I think whoever is playing six, if it is Lachlan, and so far he's done everything right, as I said, and handled everything we've thrown at him. I want Cherry to run, and that's what we'll design a game plan around that, and that's my job, is to get the ball in the hands of our best players in the right at the right time and in the right position. And you know, Cherry only needs half a yard, as does Tom, as does Walker. So we've got a bit of strike there. We've just got to manufacture a game plan and a system that'll come up with getting the best out of them.
You you look like you let yourself go too, mate.
Yeah,
didn't do much of a pre-season, is that right?
I eat well so I can have a few beers. I still train a little bit, but
you do any training with the pre-season with the guys?
I jump in when I'm fresh and they're fatigued. Makes me feel a bit better about myself. Do a bit of ball work and then jump out.
Well, we're hopeful that your star player, you're not beating your star player in the training runs in the pre-season. Trent, we can't thank you enough for coming in. Thanks so much for your support. We urge everyone to get involved with the Manly website as well for that lucky member selected on Manly's 18th man. Also, it looks like your fan day is going to be on the 25th, so we'll publicise that as well and get everyone along to Brookie or Lotto Land, as they call it now. And we thank you again for coming in.
No worries. Thank you.